It's generally agreed that no astronomical telescope is ever quite as important as your first. This is identical to the first telescope that I used on my own when I was a schoolboy. The telescope was owned by my father. It's actually a military spotting scope. It was manufactured by famous instrument makers Negretti and Zambra of London. They supplied it under contract to the War Department in the early months of the First World War. It's a pretty standard military spotting scope. It's designed to be used held at the eye thus, either held in the hand or rested on something. For focusing, you just push it backwards and forwards. And I can remember struggling quite a bit with this telescope to get decent views. But I actually made a tripod for it, my first ever telescope mounting, made out of a piece of wood and some parts of a aluminium television aerial. The whole thing was woefully inadequate, but I was able to make what were for me some important observations of Mercury and Venus that really got me started in the hobby of astronomy. It wasn't long before my enthusiasm for astronomy was rewarded with a much better telescope, very like this one. In the mid-1970s, my parents and my brother bought me a Tower 339, a Japanese 3-inch refractor on an equatorial mount with a sturdy wooden tripod. It cost a fortune, about 18 weeks average pay for that era. It's no exaggeration to say that a first telescope can, under the right circumstances, make such an extraordinary contribution to the user's life that nothing is ever quite the same again, and indeed, it may even affect the lives of others.
Now, I may be guilty of some bias. We are, after all, an organisation well known for our promotion of the telescope. But it seems to me, and with apologies to Charles M. Schultz, but as soon as a baby is born, he should be issued with a telescope, not a banjo. Consider the following. This 3-inch refracting telescope, made by H. Chmielinski of Berlin, is fixed high above the heads of visitors on the wall of the Berlin Technical Museum. Most visitors probably miss it completely. It has a simple equatorial mounting with a rather crude, probably homemade hardwood tripod. This was the first telescope of 13-year-old King of Rockets, Wernher von Braun. The infamous V2 rocket that terrorised London and Antwerp during the latter part of World War II and the gigantic Saturn V rocket that placed man on the moon were to be the brainchildren of the boy who peered through the eyepiece of this telescope. At the behest of his mother, Wernher received the telescope as a gift aged about 13 on the occasion of his Lutheran confirmation. The young Wernher was enthralled by the telescope and took to observing with the instrument with great eagerness. He began to dream not just of looking at the moon and planets. Wernher began to dream of touching them, of exploring them in person.